Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, I want to thank our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these important stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Brandon Cockrell. He is with Linchpin Sales. Welcome, Brandon.
Hey, Lee. How are you?
I am doing great. Before we get too far into things, tell us about Linchpin Sales. How are you serving folks?
Well, in the big scheme of things, I mean, we help people sell their products and services online. Obviously, there's a lot more to it than that. But we work a lot with e-commerce brands that are either just getting started, getting up and running and trying to create an additional stream for inbound opportunities. And also, you know, they're just looking to scale. They're looking to take things to the next level whenever it comes to their e-commerce brand. So we really come in and work as their right-hand team to do that.
So now, what is the pain these people are having? Are they just starting out and they need help kind of launching, or is it something that they've tried this and it's not going the way they envision and they need an expert to help them take it to the next level?
So both. I mean, we work anywhere from brands that are just starting off, so they don't even have a website built out that is set up for them to start making sales or generating inbound opportunities. So it could be everything from setting up the foundational pieces for that e-commerce strategy and that online strategy to brands that are doing tens of thousands of dollars online that are struggling to scale and take things to the next level, because there's going to be speed bumps, there's peaks and valleys, but whenever it comes to growing the business. But a lot of people like to think that getting started and just getting those first sales are the toughest part. But many times you'll see that a lot of businesses, they get past that first phase, starting to see sales coming in, starting to see revenue being and profits being generated online, but they struggle with taking things to that next level. So it varies. It varies from just beginners to companies that have been around for decades, and they're just looking to increase their revenue online.
Now, is getting involved in e-commerce, is that something that requires a lot of upfront cost before you can start seeing if this is going to work for you or not? Or is there a way to test it in a way that maybe kind of limits some of the risk, but you still get a feel for you'll be able to be successful?
Great question. I mean, I'm a big believer in what I refer to as a baby step approach. There are so many things, and this is the beautiful thing about the internet, digital marketing, being able to collect data very fast and being able to test a lot of different things to see what's working and what's not working, who your audience really is, what offers or promos or products are going to get more engagement and promote more conversions than others, and being able to do that on a very limited budget whenever you have the right strategy in place. So I always recommend, let's start small, let's identify bottlenecks, whether that is your price point, maybe it's the color scheme of your product, or maybe that's the shipping. Let's identify bottlenecks at a very small scale before we start investing a lot of money up front, because we want to make sure that everything, whenever you start really investing a lot of money, we want to make sure that it's a really, really good chance to see positive returns as soon as possible.
Now, is it possible to start an e-commerce on a kind of a B2B service? Like if you're a consultant, could you sell your wares kind of with an e-commerce strategy?
I want to make sure I understand the question.
Like people talk about kind of productizing service. So could you have a package that a consultant has that they want to sell it online? Does that fall under the umbrella of e-commerce, or is e-commerce more of like buying a sneakers, you know?
Absolutely. So, you know, obviously products are one thing of e-commerce, and a lot of people associate physical products with e-commerce, but e-commerce, in our opinion, is programs, is services. The only difference is what the sales process afterwards looks like. E-commerce, from our standpoint, is people that are buying your product or service or program online, and how do you take them from not knowing who you are? How do you get their attention? How do you work them through knowing you, trusting you, building a relationship with you and your brand enough to consider doing business with you? So absolutely, it doesn't matter if it's a service or if it's a program or if it's a product, it can all be done with the right strategies in place and the right things in place.
So walk me through, like, when you have a person that's interested in your service, how do you kind of onboard them and get them ready to make money online?
Well, the first thing is obviously doing a few different discovery meetings, usually virtually via Zoom. And we're going to go through, we're going to look at what you currently have right now. Does your product or service, has it been proven to market? You know, have people bought it before? Have people gotten results from it before? If so, who are those people and who's your ideal audience? And we're going to go through and see if that's already been identified. And if not, what do we need to do to identify that first step? And do you need to invest money online right now, or is it best to do a lot of the more quote unquote grassroots efforts to get that information up front? And then we start walking through, what are your goals for 6 months, 12 months, 18 months from now, with where you're at, so that we can reverse engineer, so to speak, it back and walk it backwards and build a strategy out that tells us exactly how we're going to get there and what the potential investments would look like and what the results would look like, so we can try to play it out before we even get started. And then we just walk through a few more areas as far as, like, what does your sales process look like? What type of content do you have, and what are you willing to do in order to get your brand and keep your brand top of mind for your ideal audience? So there's a process we go through. A lot of it is discovery, because we don't want to have anybody partner with us that we don't fully believe that we can either, one, help, or may not be ready for the service that we provide.
And part of the reason for that is that you run one of the only true performance-based digital ad agencies, right?
Correct. Yeah. So, you know, we work a lot like commission sales reps whenever it comes to our partners, and it works out very well. You know, obviously it sets up very well with us and our partners, because they like the fact that we have skin in the game as well. If we're not helping you grow your business, then obviously we're not going to be growing either. So we're motivated and obsessing almost as much over the success of our clients as they are. And they have confidence in that, and allows for very, very good partnerships. Obviously, it's not a fit for everybody, but for the ones that are looking for a true partner that can come in and really help take their business, specifically on an online perspective, a digital standpoint, it works extremely well for both of us.
Now, have you seen, you must have seen lots of different kind of attempts at e-commerce. Have you seen kind of a thread of common mistakes that companies are making, where they're maybe leaving money on the table and they're not just kind of leveraging their assets effectively? Do you see some kind of common mistakes?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's there's every day. Every day, we're seeing some common mistakes, but a lot of that starts with just misconceptions. Not completely understanding the strategies and how people buy online, and it's a process of helping, not only educating but setting the proper expectations for these brands, and really understanding where is your target audience and where are they hanging out and where are we going to generate that traffic. And then once we're generating that traffic, what do we need to do in order for them to build trust as quickly as possible, build a relationship with your brand, and then feel comfortable enough to pull out the credit card and actually invest in your product, or, you know, reach out and schedule a consultation if you have a service or a program that you're trying to sell. So we see a lot of common areas, but a lot of it is sparked from not fully going far enough into detail in the overall strategy and understanding where they're at and where they're trying to get to.
So now, how'd you get into this line of work? Have you always worked in marketing and sales?
Yeah, so I was in corporate America for about 12, 13 years in sales and marketing. So that was right out of college. And I always knew I kind of wanted to go off on my own and start my own thing. And just kind of one day woke up and knew it was time, a little naively, I will say that, a little over 4 years ago. Didn't quite fully understand what I was getting myself into from what it takes to build a business and a brand. But, you know, the first goal and objective of the business was a part-time sales management type model. And about 45 to 60 days into going out talking with other businesses, I quickly started to realize that, you know, the issue wasn't necessarily closing for a lot of businesses and brands, but it was getting more quality opportunities in the door and getting more traffic. So really kind of pivoted. And that's whenever I went in and I knew that in order to grow my business, I could not rely solely on cold calling, networking, referrals. It just wasn't sustainable. So I started the same way that we recommend and what we do for our clients now is the exact same way I've built my business over the years. So that's really what got me started, is I knew I had to do something different. I saw an opportunity online, started really going all in on really marketing and advertising online to start creating more opportunities for my business. And it's morphed into what we're doing today and what we're doing for our clients. But it's an easy conversation, because whenever I have been through it and I've done it myself, and I started it at the very beginning, the same way a lot of our clients are doing, it's a lot easier to tell the story and have confidence in what we do and know that there's a lot of opportunity for our clients to be had.
Now, as part of the online sales, is it something that the website is kind of the foundation, because that's where the order will be placed, or that's where kind of the deeper conversations will be had? Or is it, can you leverage social media like LinkedIn or Facebook or other social media platforms as well?
Absolutely. I mean, both. Obviously, the website is, if you're trying to compare it, I mean, the website now is your store. I mean, that's if you took, you know, a restaurant or a retail shop, you know, just 20 years ago, people were having to physically walk into that. And if you think about walking into a retail or a restaurant and you walk in and it's not very well lit, it doesn't have, you know, a really good warm feeling to it, chances are either you're going to walk out without purchasing anything, or you may stay, but you're never going to go back because the experience and that first impression. The same thing with your website, making sure your website, whenever somebody gets there, that it is easy for them to know what they're and find what they're looking for. It's easy for them to navigate. It's got a good feeling to it. It projects the brand the way it needs to be projected. And so the website does a large part of that, but leveraging social, leveraging digital, and being able to build your brand and build that relationship through touch points, which what I mean by touch points is that being able to stay in front of people that are engaging with your brand. And so they see an ad, for example, when they're on Facebook, and they click on that ad because something in that ad got their attention. Maybe if you're a pet store online, you've got cat food, you put an ad out there that obviously is going to be tailored to cat lovers, and they may click on, they go to your website, they look around, then they leave without purchasing. Well, we want to make sure that the next time they go on Facebook, the next time they go on Instagram, the next time they watch a YouTube video, that they're seeing other pieces of content about your business and your brand that continues to build that trust, that continues to build credibility in a relationship with them. And it's all about staying in front of them through, and this is called retargeting, through that buyer's journey until they're ready to buy. And then once you get them to buy, then you have a big opportunity to sell them more because they've already been invested into your brand. and your business. So there's a lot of different things that go into it, but at the end of the day, it's just about building that familiarity and building that trust and that relationship to get them comfortable to do business with you.
Now, let's talk about something tactical. Do you have any advice of maybe a best practice if somebody wanted to kind of take a swing at this on their own? What would you recommend one thing somebody to do to say, okay, I'm going to try this. This tactic is a good one. What is a tactic you've seen that has kind of delivered results?
The best one by far. So first is really getting specific with your ideal customer. And that's something people hear a lot, but really understanding to start with. Now, you can expand it the more that you grow your business online. First, you want to going back to the pet store analogy, if you are really going after cat owners, then obviously the content that you're going to create is going to be different than if you're going after dog owners. So you really want to understand, okay, first let's start going and letting people know that we have cat products here. And so we're going to create content. And what I always recommend, I think video and being able just to shoot a quick video on your iPhone, your GoPro is by far the strongest way. You just pop it up on your tripod. If you're not comfortable with that, obviously writing blogs or doing audio via podcast work as well. But creating 5 to 10 most commonly asked questions you get from new customers, and then answering those questions in a short video or answering those questions in a written blog if you feel more comfortable with that. Then writing down 5 to 10 questions people should be asking before considering if you're going with the pet store thing. If you're a pet store, before you buy cat food, here are 3 things that you should consider before making that purchase. Making a quick video talking about those questions people should be asking, and then making a couple videos just telling your story, just talking about why you started the business, what you want customers to get from their experience with working with you and coming into your place of business or buying from you. And that's really what's going to allow them. Not only are they going to get great information from you that you're just providing, because you're going to, once you create this content, share it on your social media. I would even say and highly recommend put some money behind running ads with this content to your ideal audience within your target market, and keeping it with those commonly asked questions, questions people should be asking, and a couple pieces of content that tell your story and tell stories about how you've helped other clients or customers, you'll start seeing that people are going to start engaging, and then they're going to start reaching out to you because they're connecting with you through this content that you're putting out, because you're speaking in relevant terms to them. It's going to be intimate to them because it's specific to what they're interested in, and they're going to get a great feel for who you are by watching you in video or just reading the way you tell your story.
So now, is there some things that you wouldn't do? Like I find, like in LinkedIn, I think that people go for a sale way too quickly.
It's like crazy.
That you connect with them, and a minute later, they're trying to sell you something. That, like, they didn't pass any of the thresholds you mentioned earlier about liking, knowing, any of that. It was just, we connected here, buy my stuff. Do you find that people are impatient?
Yes. and you're right about, I was actually just reading an article earlier of LinkedIn connections, and, you know, I get it every day. I probably get 2 to 3, connection requests. And if I connect, I'm immediately getting, some generic, message from them that, if it was me, obviously, look, in order to get people's attention, in order to get a relationship built, in order to be different, actually go in one and show them that, one, you've done legitimate research, but maybe just feel free to tell them ways that they might be able to do things better based off of the product or service that you're trying to ultimately get them to invest in. And that way it could be, hey, from our standpoint, reaching out and just saying, hey, I saw that your website doesn't have X, Y, and Z on it. We have seen that it's increased conversion rates by just adding a video onto your product page. So you may want to try creating a video that goes through how to use the product, and you'll see some increased conversion rates. That is, hey, I've done research. I'm trying to just naturally help you. Also, I'm just trying to open the door through value. And I think a lot of people get too caught up in trying to go after the 5% of customers who may be looking to buy right now. And everybody gets into scrambling around for those customers looking to buy right now, as opposed to creating content like what I mentioned earlier with the answering the commonly asked questions, what questions people should be asking, just creating stuff, talking about the story behind your brand, as opposed to really focusing on the people that are going to be ready 90 days from now, 6 months from now. If you focus on those buyers, yes, is it going to short term of the first 60 to 90 days? May it not show the exact return that you may not want or that you may want because everybody wants immediate gratification? Sure. But you're going to be so happy 90 days from now because you have built up an audience and a following of people who are going to go nowhere else but reach out to you because all they've been seeing is you providing them with just good information, being authentic, being genuine, and you're going to build that up and eventually it will start reaping the benefits. So focus on the people, focus on the clients who aren't ready right now because everybody's fighting for that. Think about how can I get this person when they may be ready 90 days, 6 months, 12 months from now? How can I make sure that I am their number one choice? And if you flip your thought around that way, then you're going to be able to start thinking differently about how you reach out. And it's going to open up the door 10 times faster and warmer by taking that approach.
Good stuff. Well, Brandon, if somebody wanted to learn more, have a more substantive conversation with you or somebody on your team, what's the website?
So it's linchpinsales.com. You can also go to growmystorenow.com. Either one of those, you'll be able to find more information on our programs and case studies and all of that. But if anybody has any question, always feel free to reach out. We try to provide value first and help out first. If it works out into a long-term partnership, that's a great bonus.
Good stuff. Well, thank you again for sharing your story.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lee.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.